From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of people rallied across Europe in support of the migrants who are trying to reach the continent. Tens of thousands of people filled central London to protest the British government's position on the escalating refugee crisis. Human rights activists, politicians, and performers marched to Parliament Square in solidarity with the refugees who were trying to escape armed conflicts, especially in the Middle East. Hugh Elliott is a charity worker in London.
Well, I think we have two obligations. First of all, to be taking in more people from the Syrian diaspora, and also to making sure that the people who are already in the UK having their asylum claims assessed properly and fairly.
A crowd of about 30,000 people rallied in Copenhagen, Denmark, Saturday in favor of taking in thousands of refugees. In Stockholm, Sweden, around 1,000 people gathered in a show of support. But about 5,000 people joined a protest against migrants in Warsaw, Poland. The Polish government has opposed fixed refugee quotas proposed by the European Union. Saudi Arabian officials have pledged that this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. A huge construction crane crashed through the ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers, just days ahead of the annual Hajj pilgrimage at one of Islam's holiest sites. The head of Saudi Arabia's Civil Defense Authority said high winds during a storm caused the disaster. Prince Khalid Al-Faisal, the governor of the Mecca region, has ordered an investigation into the incident. This is VOA News. Two Russian military cargo planes carrying 80 tons of humanitarian aid have arrived in Syria to set up a tent camp for more than 1,000 refugees. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said Saturday that the humanitarian aid included materials necessary for setting up the camp. President Barack Obama has expressed concern about Russia's increased military activity in Syria. U.S. General Philip Breedlove is NATO's Supreme Allied Commander for Europe.
We, like you, are watching this. We don't truly understand yet what it is that Russia is going to do in Syria. We have heard everything from humanitarian operations to combat operations. So it remains to be seen what this will be in the end.
Moscow says it has been sending military equipment to help the Syrian government fight the hardline Islamic State group and has also sent experts to train the Syrian army to use it. A top U.S. diplomat says that sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is fully honored. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland also warned Saturday that Moscow will pay more costs for future violations of the Minsk peace deal.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions. But if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that.
The United States and the European Union have accused Moscow of stoking the 17-month pro-Russian rebellion in eastern Ukraine and have imposed a series of economic sanctions aimed at deterring Russian military and logistical involvement. President Barack Obama used his weekly address to announce his new college scorecard aimed at offering insights into the costs and benefits of getting a college degree.
There are colleges dedicated to helping students of all backgrounds learn without saddling them with debt. We should hold everybody to that standard. Our economic future depends on it.
The program allows prospective students to find out how much each school's graduates earn and how much debt they will graduate with. The new system will also present the average earnings of graduates at individual schools using Internal Revenue Service data. Some critics have called the system a data dump and said that it leaves prospective students with more questions than answers. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.